I'm Zachary Turner. Rivers are like nature's arteries, circulating nutrients, oxygen, and life. But for decades, while thousands of small dams powered mills and manufacturers, they did so at the cost of creating unnatural blockages in the river. Last weekend, I visited the site of a derelict dam outside Boone to learn what happens when environmental groups unclog those arteries. The Shoals Mill Dam blocks a stretch of the Watauga River, mostly. Water flows from an eye-shaped hole in the middle of the dam, a remnant of flooding during the 1940s. More of the dam is coming down today. Chad Shirey is leading the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Aquatic Restoration Team.
Just where it's so deteriorated, we're going to have to handle it a different way and, like I say, try and pull it over in sections.
His team has removed at least 15 other obstructions in the southeast region. But this dam has another special consideration. The structure overlooks a small pond, which has become prime habitat for the country's largest salamander, the eastern hellbender. The nonprofit American River spearheaded the dam removal alongside Mountain True, which includes Watauga Riverkeeper Andy Hill. Last week, the two groups coordinated the search and rescue of 8 hellbenders from the area surrounding the dam. Here's Hill.
We're going to monitor the hellbender population as it reestablishes itself.
The two organizations orchestrated the removal of the nearby Ward's Mill Dam 3 years ago. Once Shoals Mill comes down, the Watauga will flow uninterrupted for 78 miles from Boone to Tennessee. Aaron Singer McCombs is American River's Southeast Conservation Director.
These dams will never grow back. This is permanent good on the landscape, and so that's something that, you know, for me is really exciting, and it's fun to do it with some friends.
The two excavators brace their buckets against the top of the dam. The hydraulic hammer, which resembles a giant hole puncher, contracts alongside the excavators, pulling the concrete upstream. Away from the pool below.
One section at a time. Pull it over, hammer that up. Pull the next one over, hammer it up.
Dam deconstruction at Shoals Mill will take a couple weeks. More than 2,000 dams have been removed across the country. 80 dams came down in the last year. That sounds like a lot, but American Rivers aims to remove 30,000 dams by 2050. Even that number is only a drop in the mill pond. In North Carolina alone, there are about 28,000 dams, only a small percentage of which still function. The aquatic restoration team shifted the water flow away from the construction site, but a torrent of groundwater appears under the hydraulic hammer as it breaks the concrete into smaller pieces. A murky cloud of sediment flows downstream, one of the short-term impacts of the removal, according to Andrea Leslie, an aquatic biologist with the NC Wildlife Resources Commission.
So one of the concerns about removal of the dam like this is that chunks could fall downstream and then you gotta dig that up.
Dam removal will leave behind some localized bruising, like resetting a dislocated shoulder. Once the dam is removed, volunteers will come out for about a week, planting thousands of native plants a day with an emphasis on species that help native pollinators. Here's Watauga Riverkeeper Andy Hill again.
They get to come back and say, oh, I remember when this was a little stick and now it's, a tree.
These trees will shade the stream, hold the bank in place, and filter runoff as it flows towards the river. This will protect aquatic species that move in after the dam comes down.
They're here now and they're just going to expand into this new habitat upstream, I think, fairly quickly. And then, hellbenders after that.
The 8 hellbenders that Mountain True and American Rivers relocated last week have all been released in their new home, miles downstream. Zachary Turner, WFAE News.